You're listening to Vatican Radio, the memory of the modern martyrs killed for their Christian faith over the past century will be honoured on Saturday evening as Pope Francis presides at a prayer service in Rome's Basilica of St. Bartholomew on the Tiber Island. The initiative, organised by the lay Catholic St. Egidio community, also aims to highlight the difficulties and discrimination that many Christians still face in countries around the world today as they try and witness to the faith. Altars in six chapels around the church display objects such as letters, prayer books and other personal possessions, recalling the witness of men and women from many countries and different Christian traditions who have laid down their lives for their faith. Claudio Betti is a professor of modern history and assistant to the St. Egidio community president. He talked to me about the Church of St. Bartholomew and about the importance of sharing this memory of the modern-day martyrs.
St. Bartholomew is a church that is dedicated to two martyrs. One is St. Bartholomew and the other one, well, really, first is St. Adalbert and the second one is St. Bartholomew. We have memories of both the apostle and St. Adalbert. And the church was given in 1999 to the community of St. Egidio by John Paul II, and in 2000 it was the will of St. John Paul II to dedicate the same church to the new martyrs of the 20th century. In reality, Andrea Riccardi and Marco Gnavi and the community have been involved in collecting stories of martyrdom of the 20th century that came out in a book that Andrea Riccardi published in 2000. And then eventually they were all taken into the structure itself of the Church of St. Bartholomew, where we have six altars that are dedicated to the martyrs of the 20th and now 21st century.
You've got some very interesting objects and possessions in the Basilica there, haven't you? Going back to the very beginning of the 20th century, just give us one or two examples.
Well, one of them is the first one that was given to us was the letter of Pastor Paul Snyder, who was a Protestant pastor, was killed in Buchenwald. And his family brought in, at that time it was his wife, was able to give us the last letter that he wrote from the camp. And this is a man who, in the darkness of the camp, never stopped proclaiming Christ as the Savior. Even when, and he was called the preacher of Buchenwald. And he died because he was screaming out every time there was a roll call, Christ is the Lord, and the Christ is the light. Another one, which is a little bit more modern, is the missal that Archbishop Romero had been celebrating when he was killed in San Salvador. Every altar is dedicated to a region or to an area of martyrdom.
You also have some very recent objects, don't you, including something belonging to Father Hamel, the French priest, who was murdered just last year.
Yes, exactly. And during the celebration, we will also hear the sister of Father Hamel, who will speak as a testimony of what his brother did.
Just tell us a little bit about how this liturgy will unfold.
It is going to be a very simple liturgy. It is a prayer service, and Pope Francis is going to preside it. But the center will definitely be the memories of the martyrs. He will arrive at Piazza San Bartolomeo, which is a small square, but I presume it will be practically crowded, full. And then there will be three different testimonies from three different people. One would be the son of Paul Snyder. The second one will be the sister of Jacques Hamel. And the third one will be a brother, a member of the community of William Tijano. After that, we will have the readings, various readings. And then eventually we will have the homily of the Holy Father. And then we will have prayers in which we will remember people who have died recently. And also we will also pray for people who have not died, but who are martyrs nevertheless, like the bishops from Syria, Mar Gregorius Ibrahim, Poliadzigi, and Father Paolo Dall'Oglio, who are still kidnapped by ISIS, and we have no news from them. It will be a very profound moment to pray, but very simple.
This memory of the modern martyrs is very important for the whole ecumenical work that you do at St. Egidio, isn't it?
Definitely. If you come to St. Bartholomew and you look at the icon that was painted especially for this church, it is a very beautiful icon done by a member of the community together with some others on the martyrs of on mother martyrs, and it is clear that martyrdom is what unites Christians. There is no real division. In the blood of the martyrs, unity is already there. And we have the stories of priests and of Catholic bishops, Latin bishops, and Orthodox bishops who were working together in the gulags, in the Soviet gulags. Or we have people who have decided to stick together even if everybody would have wanted to separate them. This is very important. I think it's the message of the martyrs is very clear. It's unity is more important than myself, and there is always something more important than my own life. We are in front of people who do not look for death, who are not searching for their death, but who do not consider their life more important than everything else. In a world of pure individualism, where individualism is everything, the life of the martyrs tells us that there are things which is worthwhile dying for. And, of course, it is the gospel, the faith, but it is also the people. And, in fact, we have a lot of memories in San Bartholomew that tell us the story of people who have not given up their love for the poor and their love for those who were entrusted to them. In a time of extreme, as I said, in a time of extreme individualism, this is something that calls us back to what Christianity really is.
My thanks to Claudio Betti, assistant to the Saint Egidio community president.